seated. You have to develop confidence in the place of the spirituals. Please put on that fan. Anything is necessary. The AC is working. Thank you. You have to develop confidence in the place of the spirituals. You must develop it. You must develop it. Confidence in the place of the spirituals. You must develop it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Exodus chapter 12. The easiest place where you should be able to flow in the things of God is in church. Like, I'm sorry to use that word. Of course, you ought to flow everywhere, but it must in church. Like, you must be free. Why? Number one, let me just give you two reasons. Number one, you are within the family. Number two, this is the place to make mistakes. Amen, amen. So you can get corrected. So you can do it better next time. Confidence in the things of the Spirit. In the ministry of healings, in the ministry on the supernatural, this is the place to start. Ministry does not start on the mountain. Ministry does not start in the valley. It does not start after 40 days fasting and prayer. It starts, you get committed, you get commissioned in a local church. Amen? Say, I'm confident in the things that are mine. Say, I am confident in the things that are mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, the Passover, the essence and its reality. Sorry, that's essence and reality. That's the same thing. The rituals and its reality. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12. Keep it down. Please be fast today. I will compress a 2-hour session to see if I can make it in an hour and 20 minutes. Tomorrow is what? Tomorrow is what? What are we doing in Nigeria? Huh? Public holiday, right? Right? Maybe before, unless the Holy Ghost appeal to me before I finish this message, ask me for permission to swallow up your whole tomorrow. Amen. We have what? Someone just frown immediately. Like, permission to swallow up your whole tomorrow. I want us to have like a 6 or 9 hour study plus prayer. Amen. What is it? So I will discuss the best time tomorrow when I'm done with this teaching. Exodus chapter 12. Please follow me carefully today. I will be slower than on Wednesday. From verse 3 and 4. Now this is just a continuation of what we started, but I will recap a lot of things. Verse 3 says, "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamp according to the house of their fathers, a lamp for a house." I remember when we should use Luke for Rema. It's just say in the 10th day, maybe they say 10th day of the 10th month, say 10-10. So towards that, they just prepare one special program. Amen. They just prepare one. I know if you study the book of Ezekiel, we have a lot of those things. There are plenty there. Ezekiel, the second day of the 24th, I just find that typo, you just merge it together, just bring out Covenant Day of Vengeance. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You don't treat scriptures like that. Okay, he said, this day is just, even the month here, this is not even the normal month. This is the Hebrew calendar. Amen. This is not our normal, what they call it, it's not Gregorian, right? Yeah, it's not a normal Gregorian calendar. So don't attach too much importance to this. See what he's saying. Okay, verse 4. Everybody want to go? "And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count." So you can see something over here that he's saying every man according to his what? Eating. That means there's an emphasis on the fact that everybody must be what? Satisfied. Amen? Everybody, must be satisfied. Now, backtrack a bit to Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6 from 6 to 8. Exodus 6 from verse 6 to 8. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the what? Bondage of the Egyptians. I will lead you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Verse 7, everybody wants to go? Take it. A God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the bondage of the Egyptians. Verse 8, yes? To Isaac, to Jacob, and I will give it to you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So from verse 6, 7, 8, do you remember what we studied on Wednesday? How many things will the Lord do here? Number 1, what is there? I will bring you out from under their bondage. Number 2, what is there? I will lead you out of their bondage. Number 3, I will what? Redeem you. Number 4, I will take you as my own people. Hallelujah. So when God is doing all these things, like I said, what did God expect you to do? Huh? To what? To know. Hallelujah. And you see it in verse what? Verse 7, right? Verse 7. And I will be to you a God, and you shall know. That means God is saying, I just want to do everything. All I want you to do is to know what I have done. Hallelujah. Everything, when he's saying, I will walk in you, I will walk in you, I will dwell in you, I will be to you a God, you shall be to me people, like I will write my laws inside of you. He's not giving you some new sets of commandments. Hallelujah. What God wants to do in you, it will be done when you know. He just wants you to know. Remember, I didn't say, we will do this. Said what? I will. Hallelujah. Self-commitment. Amen. Now, so this is the instruction, clear instruction. This is what God wants to carry out. You can see that maybe from there are about 9 plagues, and Pharaoh is still doing his strong head like a military Abasha then. Amen. Sorry, it's Independence Day. Sorry, it's not God that killed Abasha. I hope you know it's not God. I know we prayed then. I prayed too. You know it's not God. You know it's not God. Amen. If God wants to kill, who should he kill actually? Don't worry, I will remove it from my message. Exodus. So now, go back to Exodus chapter 12. Well, you know, personally, I'm the type that just, I like military rulers. Somehow. Exodus chapter 12. Okay, so, how will God carry this out? God said, I will redeem, I will deliver you. And if you remember on Wednesday, I said that this is a type of our deliverance from sin and death. So now, the Passover, I will be discussing it under 3 streams today. Amen? Stream 1 is a type of our deliverance from sin and death. Is a type of our deliverance from sin and death. Our redemption. Isaiah 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Don't worry, I'm still going back to that. Do this in remembrance of me. Isaiah 53. Imagine. I'm looking at Isaiah now. I'm opening Romans. Isaiah 53 verse 5. It's a verse we have to take together. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Everybody wants to go? But he was wounded for our transgressions. Come on, you are too slow. Don't forget, I permit e-Bible, but just ensure that his Bible is on flight. It is on flight mode. So that Yahweh will not be entering as we are doing stuff there. Okay, verse 5 again. Everybody wants to go? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Okay, hold on. What seems different in this verse 5? Look at it very well. What seems different? Wounded for our what? Bruised for our what? Chastisement of our peace upon him. with his stripes we are what? So that heal, what does it refer to? Sir? Does that really refer to health? Okay, let's see first Peter chapter 2. Sorry, this is not part of the message. I'm not saying don't be sick, yo. Don't be sick. Don't even bother. I will not allow you. But Joshua, there's still somebody I'm expecting. In case you might have entered under. Anyway, if you enter that church, you know that that is not for me. So don't worry, don't go anywhere. First Peter chapter 2. See when Peter was quoting this himself. Let me read verse 23, read 24. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously. 24. Want to go, everybody? That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Amen, amen. See 25, yes. For we were sheep going astray, but has now returned unto the shepherd and bishop. So we can see that Peter quoted this same verse 5, but he quoted it for sins. Amen. But please, that is not an excuse not to you, not for you to use this as a healing scripture. Amen. So you can see, say by his stripes I am healed. Okay? Just that in context, it seems like the healing there is talking about you are saved. Amen. Your sins are taken away. The actual scripture for healing is in verse 4. We'll get there later. Okay, John chapter 6. So it's a type of our deliverance. So what you know, he told them that they have to and they want to go back to Wednesday stuff. They have to eat of the meats, and there are instructions concerning that. John chapter 6. What is happening today? I'm slow. God, I'm slow. Yeah, say it's good. Yeah. That will be slow. Okay. So I've changed my confession. So that John chapter 6. Verse 48. John chapter 6, verse 48. Okay, I am that what? Again, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Verse 50, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. 51, everybody, want to go? I'm living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which... Okay, now, so when he's saying, eat and drink in Exodus, when the scripture said that, what is a shadow of what? To believe the gospel, right? To believe the gospel for your redemption. Now, that's just part one. That's stream one. Stream two is also a type of our healing / protection from evil. I will explain to you a bit more. So when God was speaking to them in Exodus chapter 12, he was actually a shadow of our redemption. That is stream one. Like a shadow of the Father, that our by eating, same way by believing the gospel, sins will be taken care of. Amen, amen. And we become a shadow of God and the rest. Now, stream two, a type of our deliverance, safety from evil, protection from evil / healing. Think about it. He said they have to put that blood where? Please be very patient. A lot of things was happening that day. If they ate the Passover inside the house, and they did not put that blood outside, what do you think will happen? The death will still come. Because the death only answers to the blood on the forepost, not the one they have eaten. So the one they have eaten is a symbol of what? What do I call it again? Redemption. The one on the post is a symbol of what? Safety from evil. Are you with me, somebody? Okay, so today, how can you put the blood on your forepost? By finding a sticker of your church, Edify Assembly, God is here. How do you try to put all those things again? I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. I am. there was a lady at my place of work, and she was saying, I didn't understand what she was saying, but I'm an Omega Shy. Omega Shy. I am an Omega Shy. Nothing can touch me. I now thought, and I said, Omega, okay, later I'll do that. Miss. Okay. No, Omega, that's what you know what I'm saying. Okay, yeah, okay, I'll be crossed. I thought it was nice. I thought they are blessed of a feather. So, I said, I'm an Omega Shy. What's the confession? Amen, amen. Amen. So anyway, so the blood on the forepost today will symbolize what you say, your confession. Amen? Amen. Your what? Confession. Confession. That means, see, believers, you can't be quiet. Write it down. I must not be quiet about what I believe. That means that same blood, that same animal that they ate inside, the blood, they will now have to put it on the what? Forepost of their house. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, "Was they overcame him by the what? Blood of the Lamb, that is, which is the word of their what? Testimony." Amen. So your confession will now be what the blood of the Lamb has. That means what you have eaten inside, you will now say it outside as, yes, this is who I am. Same thing, Romans chapter 10 from verse, if you believe, no, in talking about salvation, anyway, I think I should go there tomorrow, if we agree to come. Like I want to ask self, which one is salvation? Is it the confession or the belief? So what does the confession does? For what? What do you call it? What do you call it, sir? What am I doing today? Like it's Bible study. To what intent? For him to be aware. For Joshua to be aware. Ah. That's the thing. What does the confession do? You know, it says, with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. So, if I believe, I didn't confess. Tomorrow, okay? So, once you can crack that, you will crack what is happening in the book of Hebrews. All true. Okay. So, stream two. I say it's our healing / protection from evil. Back to Isaiah 53. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. Isaiah 53, verse 4. Everybody, 1, 2, go. Surely, glory to God. This is the Old Testament version of verily, verily, I say unto you. He said what? Surely. Ooh, again, somebody say surely. Say surely. So I think is this environment that is you know, I'm used to a big environment. I think there is one that is caging. Okay, verse 4 again. Surely, what has he done? That means you can doubt any symptoms on your body. Why? He said surely. Ooh, glory to God. Okay, he said, surely he has what? Borne our griefs and carried away our sorrow. I didn't even say anybody has amplified version. Sorrows there, actually, he talks about pain, disease, and I see one more word there. So he borne our grief. Who has amplified version? Nobody? Yeah. My is at home. He borne our grief, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So this talks about the body of the Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 8. The first. Matthew chapter 8. No, I think we still have some unbelievers in this clergy. You have to get all of them saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, if they say courses are doing meeting here, nobody will even pass the side. So don't mind me. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. Let me read verse 16. You read 17 for me. Okay, when the evening was come, I love this picture. They brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word, and healed all that were sick. I mean, but let's see, this is a clear checkmate on the character of God. Hallelujah. Like, for you to say that God has some vendetta against some people, God does selective healing, God does selective protection, this is a checkmate. He said all. He didn't consider their background, where they are coming from, what they did yesterday. He said he healed all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He healed all. Why? Next verse, everybody wants to go.
that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took ours and bare. Hallelujah. You know, we know that this is an hourly stamp, something that you are doing now for the sake of what you will do later. Numbers chapter 9. Numbers chapter 9. Verse 12. Numbers chapter 9, verse 12. Now, pay attention to this. Let me read verse 11. The 14th day of the second month. Don't bother about that one, okay? At evening, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. You know, so people take holy communion today. They don't take the bitter herbs. I don't know why. Verse 12. Everybody, want to go? They shall leave none of it unto the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to the ordinance of the Passover, they shall keep it. Amen? And I told you that they broke none of his bones. Why? Because it's a shadow of what? The body of Jesus. Remember? Saying none of his bones was what? Was broken. Okay. Come to 2 Timothy chapter 4. So, in the Passover, we can see how God will heal and protect his children from evil. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. Everybody, want to go? And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Now, stream three, back to Exodus chapter 12. In the Passover, we will also see something. Now, this is the one that a lot of people are not seeing. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14 to 18. Are you there, somebody? Please pay attention to the words used here. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. That means, after they ate that first lamb, then an ordinance now started in commemoration of what they did. See the next verse 15. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. 16. And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, and that only may be done of you. 17. And you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, for in this self same day I have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever. 18. In the first month of the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 128th day of the month at evening. Amen. Now, see that verse 17 again. 17. Everybody now together want to go. And you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, for in this certain day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generation by an... Please write this down. This memorial is to be done based on what has been done. A foreshadow of something that should continue after our redemption. Just write it down, don't worry. That means the deliverance is once, so. Amen? But something, you must now keep doing something because you have been delivered. Amen? Are you with me? How can you see that clearly from that place? Because you have been delivered, something must be done constantly. Also, you can write this down too, in the typology, the remembrance is to be done once in a what? In a year. But in essence, can it be once in a year? Amen? In the real essence, can it be once in a year? That's a question I want to pose to you. E.g. now, we know that Moses commanded Sabbath day. And Sabbath day, according to Moses, is when? Once in a what? In a week, right? So, but when Jesus came, he said the Son of Man is the what? Lord of the Sabbath. That means, although Moses said that, okay, your Sabbath will be done once in a week, but in the reality, the Sabbath is what? Our rest in Christ. Amen. The Sabbath is, okay, you are looking at me like Luke will say. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4. Did you say Luke will say itself? I'm not remembering. I haven't seen that thing for a long time. But I'm talking to you. Hebrews 4. Are you there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For which believe do enter into what? Okay, as he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Verse 4, everybody wants to go? He spake certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God dressed the seventh day from all his works. Let me read verse 5. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Verse 6, everybody? And they to whom it was first preached, enter not in, because of what? Let me read verse 7. Again, he limited a certain day in David. Today, after so long a time, as he said, today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart. Verse 8. For if Joshua, say Joshua. Joshua. Don't say Jesus. For if what? Joshua. Amen. Had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day. Verse 9. Yes? Verse 10. For he that is entered into his rest, he also have ceased from his own work as God. So when Moses was telling them about the Sabbath day, what was God after? Be in Christ, rest from your works. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. So the seventh day, hallelujah, seventh day that God spoke of in Genesis chapter what? One or two? One? Yes, one. And the seventh day that Moses spoke of, they are one and the same. A shadow of what? In Christ, rest. No more work. Hallelujah. What shall we do that we might do the works of God? What's the answer? This is the work of God that you believe in him, whom he has sent. Amen. So now you can see that Sabbath day ought to be once in a week. But in reality, is what? Our placement, our position, who we are today in Christ. So also, the Day of Atonement ought to be how long in the Old Testament? Huh? You don't know? At least you know that woman of God now, they organize Day of Atonement. Amen. I'm not sure her name. Praise God. I'm born again. No, because the funny thing about that, even the Old Testament, do we have women high priests? No. Now she's a woman, and she's impersonating Aaron. Now to everybody, I think that should be October 1st too. I remember then. That should be around 2012. We heard that story. And she said, everybody, all your sins, bring it. Today we are atoned for them. Of course, there will be dollars. You understand? Praise God. So they are doing the Day of Atonement. So actually, in Leviticus chapter 16, Day of Atonement ought to be once in a year. In a year. Amen? That one is a serious stuff on its own. Like, two things that they don't joke with. Day of Atonement, Passover. Ah, you don't joke with it. Even till today, they still do it. Not on Yom Kippur. No, Yom Kippur or something. Like, if you remember when during the wars, around 1970s or so, the time that Egypt knew that on that day they will not work. So Egypt attacked Israel on their
Yom Kippur day. And that day they could not retaliate. The next day. The next day. Now go for United Nations. Egypt would have been Egypt, Syria, and some nations like that. Some of them they bombard Israel on their Yom Kippur because they know that day they will not work. So they see you observe it today, and it's crazy. Jesus has died 2,000 years ago. Are they doing Yom Kippur? Because now Yom Kippur talk about atonement. They do it once in a year. But to us, it's not about once in a year. It's about the one sacrifice that has been offered for sins forever. So the unbeliever does not need to come to church on a specific day of the year to be forgiven. That is why, see, even if you don't even want to speak against the doctrine of confession of sin, the fact that you have to bring that sin to church to confess it is against the New Testament. Amen? It's the fact that you have to get to church for that forgiveness to be initiated is against the New Testament. If you meet an unbeliever in the brothel, you meet one under the on the train, in the flight, anywhere, he's inside the water, he's dying, he's under life support, anywhere, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. What is salvation? Forgiveness of sin. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Even the word forgiveness. So Yom Kippur ought to be once in a year, but in reality, that is what we enjoy today. Amen, amen. He said, and their sins and their iniquities, I will take account of them no longer. I've explained that to you. It's not that God is saying, I will have memory loss. Same thing he was saying in Romans chapter 4. Amen. Praise God. So now, the Passover, to them, the memorial will be once in a year. So also the essence, the reality to us today, how long should that be? Don't just say forever. Be intelligent. Answer intelligently. More intelligently. Think. I've explained Sabbath day for you. Sabbath day is once in a week, but in essence, it's just what we are enjoying today. Atonement is once in a year, but in essence, it's just who we are today. So also, the Passover. That memorial, it will be how long? Colossians chapter 2. So the reality of this stream 3 of the Passover cannot be what we are doing ceremonially. Colossians chapter 2, it can't be one bread that you are bringing once in a Sunday or once in a, it was NYC that actually delivered me from communion. When I went for NYC, and those who they refused to share the bread for us. Amen? Colossians chapter 2. Didn't share it now. Oh, the assumptions then, if you miss it for 2 months, no more ever. And then in the last 8 months, I have not taken this thing. I didn't think the Holy Ghost has left. What is happening? You know, at times you just have to try something. Sailor, don't worry. Don't try something. If they say you do this, the Holy Ghost will leave. You just have to try something sometimes. Yeah? Just try. Don't try. Colossians 2. I read 16, you read 17 for me. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Let me read 16 again. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. 17. Want to go, everybody? 17 again. Want to go? Things to come. Body. Hallelujah. Shadow there, Greek word, scare. You should have heard Pastor Nkai explain that one several times. Scare, S-K-I-A. It means it's a shade. Shade. Shade of things to come. The way I love to explain this is imagine. Where's my wife? Come on. Imagine you are yet to get married. There's a lady that you stay in Abuja, she lives in Cross River. Or you are staying here, she lives in Ghana. And over time, when you are dating, she will send you pictures. You see pictures, wow, you look so pretty today. Oh, see your nice DP. See this, see that. You now marry her. Listen, you now marry her. The lady is sitting on the moon. You have married, ring, everything. The lady is now sitting in your house like this. You left her. You now still pick her picture. This girl is fine, sha. I'm coming. Jesus. A whole day you are focusing on picture.
Second day, teacher, you know she will pack her load, she will go. Amen. Please write this down. Focusing on shadows when the reality is available is idolatry. Focusing on shadows when the reality is already available is idolatry. Idol worship. Is idol worshiping. Focusing on the shadows. When you now have essence standing before you, it's idol worshiping. So now I'm still on that same stream three. Let's now check back. What must we now do continually because of the redemption we have received? The bread that they are eating regularly. What is it? Is a type of what in actually? Exodus chapter 2, chapter 12. Back. There are some words that were used in this place that you just have to pay attention to. There are some very strict instruction. Are you there? Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of what? Months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. That means the Passover launched them to a new beginning. A new beginning. That means something just began. Now, for me to explain now perfectly, let me go back to circumcision. Genesis 17. This is a long read. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I have the essence. I don't focus on shadows. Genesis 17. It's just like, you know, it can be very difficult for you to even nowadays that you can have young guys that will have six pack and bottoms and the rest. A guy can stand there, a lady can stand there, but look at their shadows. You may not be able to distinguish who is a man and the woman. Hope you know. I'm serious. Except for people that knew how to draw the figure very well. Say that. Yeah, Genesis 17. I didn't say anything. Are you with me? Verse 10. Please, a careful read. I read 10, you read 11, you continue like that. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. 11. Amen. Everybody, bend your feet. Thank you. Bear your feet. You are the one that made us stand. You are not talking at all. Now I'm looking at everybody's mouth. Bear your feet, everybody. Okay, verse 11 again. Everybody wants to go. You shall circumcise the foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me. Let me read verse 12. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. He that is born in the house or bought with money, or of any stranger which is not of thy seed. 13. And the circumcised man child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. 15. And I will bless her, and I will give her a son of her, and yeah, I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations, kings of people shall be her heir. Verse 17. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. 19. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee, behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and I will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he begat, and I will make him a great nation. 21. And And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. 23. Now, and Abraham was 90 years old and nine, and he was circumcised in the flesh of his first son. Everybody, you can sit down. Thank you. I say, please, try and read. Try and read. Look at that verse 23 again. Every male among the men of Abraham's house and circumcised of the flesh of their foreskin in the same day as God has said unto him. So everybody that was bought with money, slaves, servants, what do you think will happen immediately these people are circumcised? I mean the servants. What is the covenant? Circumcision, right? So if this is Isaac, he was circumcised. This is a servant, he was circumcised. So what is now the difference between Isaac and that servant? As far as covenant is concerned, nothing. Okay, go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. So in the same Old Testament documents, we have the true intention of circumcision. Be fast to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Don't mind me, I'm not doing much of efficiency today, are they? It's why. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. You know, it means to Malachi. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. You see this? Now, they have always known circumcision as cutting their flesh. But what is in verse 16? Everybody want to go? Circumcise therefore the foreskins of your world and be no more. What can you see here? How can you cut is it the artery or the vein you cut from your heart? Or which one? All those compartment of the ass that they taught us in home economics. Right atrial, left ventricle. There's one part that is down. That is usually the main thing there. There's a pump. There's a pump there too. A BD pump. Okay, so he said, circumcise the foreskin of your house and be ye not what? Stiff-necked. This is the same word that was used for Pharaoh. I think, in fact, yes, in the Hebrew. Sorry, I don't like saying most of these Hebrew words. That is the same word used for the adni of the earth. Stiff-necked. So now, he says, circumcise, see, please, eyes of everybody. Circumcise the foreskin of your heart and don't be stiff-necked. Okay, now, that means for you to circumcise your heart, will mean you will not be stiff-necked, right? Okay, now, reverse the stiff-neck. If stiff-neck means hardening of the heart, turn it to the opposite. What would that mean? Okay, don't worry. Wait. Circumcise. No, I did this. Okay, sorry, I did it in Asaba. Hebrew poetry. Cinematic parallelism. Circumcise the foreskin of your heart and don't be stiff-necked. So that means if you will circumcise the foreskin of your heart, you will not be stiff-necked. Word and opposite. Now, what is the opposite of being stiff-necked? No, grammatically, what will be the opposite of being stiff neck? On stiff neck. Flexible. Okay. Let's explain with Pharaoh. Pharaoh hardened his heart, Abby, and he did not allow Israel to go. So what is? Oh, thank you, sir. So what is the opposite of that? Lose your heart. Please now. Stop talking about that. Yes, and in the Bible, what is the Bible talking about? Add that, or what's the Bible talking about? What? Unbelief and what? Hey, Jesus, unbelief and faith. What is this? Okay, so the opposite of being stiff-necked is for you to believe the word, right?
So can we say circumcise your heart is equal to believing the word? Do you understand? I know you should now. Opposite of being stiff-necked is to believe. Circumcise your heart. Believe the gospel.
Now, go back to Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah chapter 4, be fast. Verse 4.
That's the inheritance in Christ. Why are you? Jeremiah 4 verse 4. I love this.
Circumcise your heart, yourself, to the Lord, and take away the foreskin of your heart. You men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, let my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doing. Go to 2 Kings chapter 17. Now, there is now a more clearer stuff in this place. 2 Kings chapter 17. Be fast. Your eyes on your Bible. Don't forget to every scripture you have to open up. This is my talk. I don't have to tell you guys. 2 Kings. Second Kings 17 verse 14. Notwithstanding, they would not hear. Can you see? Hello, are you with me, everybody? Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but adding their necks.
You know somebody that says softening of neck there. Yeah, that's somehow correct.
Like to the neck of their fathers. And they did not what? That they did not believe in the Lord their God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me?
So now, one shade of circumcision will be to what?
To believe the gospel.
That means when God was telling them about circumcision, then what God was saying in essence is to what? Believe the gospel.
Don't tell me that is there a gospel there? There is gospel. Remember Galatians chapter 3? Same the gospel was preached to Abraham. Amen, amen.
So same gospel. So one shade.
Write that down. No, I am discussing, okay, three shades of Passover rites. So I am trying to explain shade three. Now I now came to circumcision. I want to explain to you the two shades of circumcision. That means the two things that circumcision spoke about. Do you understand me? So circumcision, I said number one, it spoke about believing the gospel.
Believing the gospel. Now, Moses said it better here. Deuteronomy, dethroning your enemies, according to some of the people. Dethrone your enemies, chapter 30. John. 30 verse 6. 36. Are you with me? Now, don't forget, Jeremiah told them to circumcise their heart, right? In fact, even in the book of chapter 10:16, same Moses told them to circumcise their heart. But see what Moses is saying again here. 30 verse 6. Everybody want to go? And the Lord thy God will what?
Hallelujah.
Again, everybody want to go? And the Lord thy God shall what? And the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Hallelujah. So you saw before that it is individuals that should do this themselves. Later, he now said what? It is God that will actually what? Circumcise you. So another stream of circumcision will be Philippians 3 verse 3. Philippians 3 verse 3. You should know this often though. Philippians 3 verse 3. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sakeros, Zivios, Stegeti, Rantios, Agandila, Kanti, Gavara, Stegeti, of Conta, Yagadila, Nanisa, Kentalia, Kofistiki, Prina, Macalanti, Kopale, Shaka, Palimos, Apalirastegapala, Gedi, Kozia, Kati, Kuras, Tegavanta,
Omaga Valimanimos, Omala Brantaman, Monomos, Cantamana, Mozoparis, take it out. Ripo Catilemo, Zopalirus, take a vehicle, Shetama, Vapola, Master Tamaka, soften your hearts, let it burden, throw it off. Throw off those heavy burdens right away. Throw it off. Soften your hearts. Kali Azar, Castio Govasi, Ri Asi, Gendaki, Loanta, Zomali Rasa, Omake Mala. Throw off the heavy burdens. Throw it off. Throw it off. Throw it off. Throw it off. Don't be weighed down. Don't be weighed down. Don't be weighed down. The weight is not yours. Akaso, Karian Tikele, Azomana Astaga, Apapatilo Rastege, Valemaka, Palema, Zakatil, Rastege, Ivisokati, Loristege, Malemakale. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God is telling somebody, see, receive as much as you can receive today. Huh? Receive as much as you can. You will need it. As much as you can, you will need it. Especially when we start ministry to one another. Philippians 3 verse 3. Everybody, as loud as you can, want to go. For we are the circumcision, which worship God where? In our spirits. And rejoice in, ooh, and have no confidence in the flesh. This is strong. And we have no confidence in the flesh. Henceforth, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet even henceforth we don't know him again after the flesh. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's new. All things pass, all things become new. Amen. Not after the flesh. Hallelujah. Ooh, you must not judge yourself from woman's ratification. You must not. I am who God says I am. Say it.
I am who God says I am.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory. You know, I think it's no chance I say, I am who I am. Love me or hate me. I love that man. No Jones. Say, I was telling you, came to Abuja. I couldn't make it there. Say, I am who I am. Say, love me or hate me. Somebody said on Facebook or WhatsApp, DP, he said, you may not like my personality, say, but I can like it for both of us. You know, so you may not like my personality, but I can like it for both of us. That means, you know, no qualms. Amen. Praise God. So another shade of circumcision will be to receive the Spirit. Circumcision spoke of two things, believing the gospel, and also what? Receiving the Spirit. That is the same thing was saying in Ezekiel 36, I will write my laws in your heart, I will... Jeremiah chapter 31, everything. He's saying the same. All those places... Galatians chapter 5 verse 2. Galatians 5. Gradually, our service is just going from the normal high power one to just teaching. And God will save me from this. So, if the reality is to believe the gospel and to receive the Spirit, see what Paul is saying in Galatians 5 verse 2. Verse 2, everybody want to go? Amen. Behold, I Paul say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Jesus. That means, if you see what? Focus on the shadow. Right now, Christ will profit you nothing. And in Philippians 3 verse 3, it says our own circumcision is to what? To worship God in the Spirit, to rejoice in Christ. Amen? Say, but if what you are doing right now is shadow, say that same Christ will profit you nothing. Can you just turn that back to Passover? Amen? So if you are eating bread right now as Passover, amen? I won't say the rest of it, since the Bible does not say it. Amen. So if you are eating bread right now as Passover. Now, back to Passover. So what is stream 1 again, without looking at your notes? What is stream 1 of Passover? Huh? One word. Redemption. Amen? What is stream 2? Sir? So, stream 3. Exodus 12. Yeah, is the SEC working in the back? Okay. Is it working out or working code? God is at the back. The angels are here. Amen. You know, if you tell some people that God or angel, who did they want? Don't they pick angels? Try. I'll tell you about those years, Amen. God delivered me too from undue addiction to angels.
Because angels, do you know angels, they like crazy things, yeah? I still told one guy, I said, I don't understand. Of all the world of marriage you want to give, why must it be a lady's underwear? That is the one you are seeing. What do you call it? Passion is. Like, this is angels. Angels can be. Angels, I didn't say demons, angels. Sorry, they are getting retrained, amen. Praise God. The church is for edification, not for all those crazy things. Exodus chapter 12. Please look at verse 48. We'll read this together. Sorry, it's a boring psalm, I know. Well, 48. Everybody, I can like the sermon for both of us. Verse 48. Want to go, everybody? And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and we keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and let him, and then. Sorry, thank you for remembering that. Again, 48 again. Everybody want to go? And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and we keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in thy land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. Ha! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you see what I'm saying, Wednesday? So, okay, what does circumcision speak of? Believing the gospel and what? Receiving the spirit, right? So that is John 3:3. Amen. John 3:3. John 3:3. John 3:4. John 3:5. John 3:16 is the same thing. John 3:3, John 3:4, John 3:16, they are all the same thing. Amen. Amen. When he says every man you're born again, born of water, born of the spirit, the same thing. Semantic parallelism. It's the same thing. It's just using different words to say the same thing. Amen. Born of the water is born of the spirit, is born again. And how do that guy now asked him, say, how shall this thing be? He now told him John 3:16. As Moses lifted off something in the wilderness, Jesus must be lifted up to the cross. Anybody that believes in him should not perish and never have everlasting life. Are you with me? So now, in this place, something very striking here, I just love it. He said, if a stranger sojourn with thee, if he want to keep the Passover, let all his males be what? Circumcised, then he can keep it. So, if someone is coming from outside, wants to be part of you, what is the first thing? He must what? Believe the gospel, right? And by believing the gospel, he will what? Huh? Hallelujah. I think if you say believe in the gospel, then later you will receive the spirit. Amen. When you now sing, Elijah, Elijah, Elijah. Amen. Ephesians 1:13. Everybody, open, be fast. Don't worry. I know you open your scripture. You still have like 20 more scripture to open. Then we'll close. All the time, sir. You are still fresh. You have not sweated. No, you can sweat opening the Bible. Yeah. 2012, 2013, WCC. In one spot. Open the Bible for 11 hours. Say, you eat chewing gum, your chewing gum will lose taste. Forget that thing. You say chewing gum, it doesn't work. It works for 3 hours teaching. You know, 14, your mouth will be paining you. Chewing gum for 11 hours. Just crucify yourself on the floor. Pastor is a wonderful man. Okay, I'm saying something. Ephesians 1:13, right? Okay, everybody together, want to go? The gospel. In whom, after you believed, you are what? See, let me open your mouth. Everybody will read again. Look at your mouth. That's what we open that mouth. One is weak. Everybody is weak. And what other place put itself? When one. Okay, I'll see reading. First Corinthians chapter 12. When one is somewhere. All the part of the body are so weak. Because of you, read it again. Verse 13 again. Ephesians 1:13. Everybody, want to go? She has not even opened it. Everybody, we wait for her. Open it. I will locate you now. Open. Yeah, open. Oh, yeah, 13 again. Everybody want to go? In whom, after you have believed. Okay, so don't see that after. It's having believed. You are sealed with the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. It says what? If any man hath not the Spirit of God, is what? Is none of his. Amen. Galatians chapter 3 verse 27, by one spirit are you baptized into one body, whether you be Jew, Greek, wherever you are, Igbo, Ijebu, one spirit baptized into one body. Amen. So now, after
believing the gospel, receiving the spirit, then you can keep the Passover. So what is the Passover? See it here. He says something here. Oh. This same verse 48, Abby. Jesus. 48. He said, and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land. That means immediately after circumcised, right? After he's now keeping the Passover with you, you must not decipher your relationship with him. You must not still see him as a Moabite. You must not see him as an Amorite. Amen? Are you with me? Okay, now. So, what does that mean? Numbers 9. So, by the reason of the Passover, the stranger shall be seen as one body. Numbers chapter 9. Be fast. You can quote scripture. Let me preach, eh? Bubu. Numbers 9. Verse 14. I love this. Numbers 9, verse 14. Everybody, one, two, go. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and we keep the what? Passover unto the Lord. According to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that is born. Can you see a sort of unity there? Can you see it yourself? Deuteronomy 16. Be fast. Dethrone your enemies. 16. This one is long ago. I got to read it. This one spoke about everything together, the Pentecost, tabernacles, everything. Let me read from verse 1. Observe the month of is it January or what's that? April. And keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. It's Abido. For in the month of Abi, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt by night. And verse 2, thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and of the herd in the place where the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no unleavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread. Please be looking at the Bible as I'm reading. Therewith even the bread of affliction. For thou camest out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. Verse 4, and there shall be no living bread seen with thee in all thy coast. 7 days, neither shall there be anything of the flesh which thou sacrificed the first day at evening remain all night unto the morning. Verse 5, thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That is why Jesus himself suffered outside the gate. Verse 6. But at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in, there shalt thou sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. Verse 7. And thou shalt roast it and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt turn it in the morning and to go unto thy tent. 6 days thou shalt eat the unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be to you a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work therein. Verse 9. Everybody want to go? To the corn. Verse 10. Yes, everybody? And thou shalt keep the feast of the weeks unto the Lord, with a tribute of free will offering of thy hand. Thou shalt give unto the Lord according as the Lord. Can you see the real giving teaching here? I hope somebody's, hope you can see it there. Can you see it, somebody? How should you give? According to what? Okay. 11, yes? And the manservant and the Levite that is within thy gate, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widows that are among you in the place which the Lord thy God has chosen to place his name there. Verse 12. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do this statute. Verse 13, yes? Second Chronicles. Don't worry. Second Chronicles, chapter 30. Verse 5. So now, under the Passover, I'm still on that stream 3. By the reason of the Passover, the strangers shall be seen as one body. Then number 2, the Passover united the Jews. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 5. 2 Chronicles, be fast. Open this Bible. Open that Bible. 30 verse 5. Everybody want to go? So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel as Jerusalem. For they had not done it for a what? In such a sort as it was written. So the Passover unites the Jews. Number 3, read verse 18 of that same verse, chapter 13. Verse 18. I love this. See, it is a platform under which none must be condemned. Verse 18. Are you there? For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh and Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves. Yes, they did eat of the Passover otherwise than it was written. But what? Ezekiah prayed for them, saying, the Lord God pardon everyone. Hallelujah. So some people have not cleansed themselves. They have not done the normal purification that they ought to do. But because they came for what? Passover. Ezekiel prayed for him that the Lord pardon what? Everyone. This is Passover. So it's a platform under which nobody must be condemned. Nobody must be condemned. So how relevant is stream 3 to us today? Stream 3 spoke about the unity of the Jews, a platform under which nobody must be seen as you don't belong here. You must not see somebody like you are not qualified. Fellowship. So how relevant is this stream 3 to us today? John chapter 6. Be fast. John chapter 6. So we see the body of the Lord, of Jesus now, in two views. Please, you know, you have to be writing this. I'm just talking about a lot of things together. If you have noticed, I've talked about circumcision, I've talked about Passover, I'm talking about stream 1, stream 2, stream 3, A, B, C, all those things. Amen? You know, when you have done too much JNS, I think we see the messing up with your head. They just can't save us from those people. Question 1A1, 1A2, 1A3, and 1B, the 1C. And question 1 is compulsory. John 6, lecturers, man. Someone who does come. The state of Nigeria is a state of Waga Moga, Perus. And then we don't even know the name of Perus. They will not say anything, though. They just put one and be her, just statement, just elucidate. It's compulsory. How we did citizenship in school? Citizenship. You didn't do? Eh? Government. Do you citizenship? So you don't know your right now. Do you know your right? You don't know. Okay. And he studied law, Dugard Constitution, MacPherson Constitution, this. John 6, 46. See, anytime you just, most are just less busy, any day, maybe twice in the day, just read John 6. All your questions in the Bible will be solved. John 6 is there. Okay, I will read verse from verse 46 right now. Let us read this together. We are reading from 46 to 51. We'll take it together. I will read 46 first. Now, that not that any man has seen the Father. Let me read this one for myself. Not that what? Any man has seen the Father. Checkmate. Save he which is born of, which is of God. He has seen the Father. 47, where everybody wants to go? He that believeth on me. I didn't like your volume. I'm using microphone. Your voice should be louder than mine. 47, want to go again? Yes, he that believeth on me. Ah! I am that bread of life. 49. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. 51. Ooh. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live. And the bread that I will give is my what? Which I will give for the life. Hallelujah. Okay, Luke 22.
Amen, amen. You don't answer people that is doubting salvation. Just tell them to read. Doubt the Bible. Fight. Somebody will say, fight with the Bible. I mean, argue with God. Something like that. Argue with Jesus. You say if you eat all this, but you live forever. Why are you stressing yourself?
You eat, you will live forever. Eat. He said if you keep eating, you eat, you will live forever. He told that woman at the well, he said, if I give you my water once, you will not come back again.
Oh, hallelujah. I have a long message on that. Luke 22.
Luke 22, verse 19.
Gradually we are zeroing down on where we are going.
Verse 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and break it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my what? Body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Ephesians chapter 5.
Don't worry, I'm coming back to remembrance now. Trust me.
Ephesians 5.
Be fast. Look at the time. The day is young.
Ephesians 5. 25.
I think I did a video on this yesterday, right?
Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish.
Sorry, I'm going away because what I'm saying. You know, you saw the crazy of this scripture. Eh? Imagine, you want to marry a girl. You want to be a girl. Go and find your wedding gown. Go and find your bride price. Go and find all the ornament. Go and find the money for the reception. Go and find everything. Then I will marry you. You know, that's why it is when you are telling believers that go and cleanse yourself. If you are with spot, you are with wrinkle, you enter God. You enter where again? Heaven, have you? Seven. Kingdom. Which kingdom? America.
How do you tell a Christian to make himself without spot? They said, that wrinkle is the one that scared me the day I heard my Gio said it. He said, wrinkle is, you iron a shirt, well ironed, and maybe breeze. He didn't fold it all. Breeze just blew the shirt like this. So when the breeze will go and the shirt will turn, there is not a line that once you just get to your God, you say, see that line. That is wrinkle.
We will just pack our load. The devil will welcome us. Like, he's doing it at some point. You just tap the devil very well. How will you? And we don't know. They don't know those things actually disgrace people. Now, where will you start from? Your Gio said, I'm still struggling. Your Gio said that God saw me yesterday and he showed him that he's not. My son, see your house. I'm not sure you entered that house. I'm not even sure if you have a landing. Amen, amen. It still discourages.
There is spot. I know spot actually depends. It's not
about the spot, but which type of lens are you using to look at the clothes? The type of microscope.
If you use a good microscope, there is no clothes without spots.
Say that. Amen. And you say the eyes of the Lord is so pure, so big, he can build everything. So forget now. Amen, amen. Don't just make everyone unnecessary difficult. Are you the savior? Amen.
So you say from verse 5, see, husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might, the whole of that in my day is just one Greek word, that he might, that means Jesus gave himself for the church to the intent that for this purpose, for this reason, he gave himself that he might.
Are you listening?
He gave himself that what? He might. He gave himself for the church that he might what? Sanctify it and cleanse it with the what? Washing of water by the word. Verse 27. So he said, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, but that it should be holy and without. Hallelujah. So we see the Lord's body as the body of Jesus that is broken for us. Amen. So I'm talking about right now, we see the body of Jesus as what?
what was broken for us. Hallelujah. What was broken, physically broken, perfected for us, for our sins. Secondly, we see the Lord's body as the fellowship we have together.
We see the Lord's body as the what? Fellowship that we have together.
I said everything I was saying since God of just this second point now.
As the fellowship we have together, Romans chapter 12. Be fast.
I'm almost done. Romans 12.
Verse 4 and 5. Let me read verse 4. You read verse 5 for me. Please read it very well. Number one, the Lord's body talks about our redemption like it was broken for us. Also, we see the Lord's body as a fellowship that we have together. Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 5. Let me read verse 4. For we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Verse 5. Everybody? We be many and one body, and even again, verse 5. Everybody wants to go? Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. This is our fraternity.
Somebody is hearing that from outside now. You say, yeah, these are cultist. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Are you with me?
Ooh, 6 verse 15. Everybody wants to go? Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I take them, the members of Christ, and make them the members of a harlot? God. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Let me leave this on for now. Go to Ephesians 4. I will end the service there. Go to Ephesians 4, 25. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25.
4:25. Everybody want to go?
Yes.
Wherefore, put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one. Hallelujah. Verse 30. 30. Leave it 30.
Sorry, 30 is
verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4. There is one what? And one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one what?
What is that last thing? One word. I mean baptism. Don't forget to. Okay. You can come tomorrow for that one.
Verse 6. One God and Father of all. Hallelujah. Which is where? Above all and through all and in you all. Amen, amen. So the Lord's body speaks about the fellowship we have together. When we say we are the body of Christ, it's not theoretical, it's practical. It's a practical stuff. It speaks about our fellowship together. As I have said, that the believer, the company of believers, is the greatest treasure you have.
Oh, outside redemption.
Now back to Luke chapter 22. So what was Jesus saying here? Luke 22.
Are you with me? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke 22. I've explained on Tuesday. I will go over it again. Luke 22 from verse 19.
In verse 18, he said, "For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." You know, it cannot.
Jesus was speaking here about their physical fellowship. You must stop focusing on that vine.
Physical fellowship,
because he is going right. But Jesus is not. Hope you understand. I said Jesus is not here. Do you understand?
Jesus is not here. Do you understand?
Hey, okay. Sorry, Jesus is here. Don't worry. Yeah, God is something. He's at the right hand of the Father. We are making intercession for us, and the intercession is by him sitting down there. think they enjoy movies there. No. You think it's... Sorry. 19. Carefully, everybody wants to go. And he took bread and gave thanks and break it, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." 20. Okay, sorry, put your hand there. Go to 1 Corinthians 11. Be fast. I'll just show you some stuff here. And we'll start blessing one another. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24 and 25. Please, let's read it together. Please, pay attention. I'll ask you a question. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." 25. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Please, what is the difference between 1 Corinthians 11, 24, 25, and Luke chapter 22, 19 and 20? Look for it. Patiently. Ubu. Okay, so do we have remembrance for the wine in Luke? Simple. So the remembrance that Luke spoke about was for what? For the bread. Right? So that means I'm coming to 1 Corinthians 11 now. Please pay attention to that. Now, remembrance is actually a Greek word. I don't like this thing so. Ananesis. Ananesis. It means recollection. Everybody go to Hebrews chapter 10. Be fast. Please. I'm fast. You need to flow with me. Hebrews 10 verse 3. This is what remembrance. So see how it was used. I just want to be stay as plain as possible. Remembrance, Hebrews 10 verse 3. Everybody wants to go? But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins. Remembrance again. Funny enough, this is the only two times this word was used in the New Testament. So it's used by something you have to keep doing again and again. Now go back to Luke 22. Be fast. I say, put your hand there. Luke 22. So this looks like, don't forget, under the Passover, there is something that must be done based on what has been done. Do you remember that? There's a continual stuff that must be done based on what has been done. Same way, Sabbath day was to them, it was once in a week, but to us, Sabbath should be what? Hallelujah, is what you have. Same way as atonement. Atonement is what we have right now. So Passover too. That's stream 3. That's what I'm explaining right now. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in recollection of me. Which of the stream 1, 2, 3 can you do in remembrance of him? Which of the stream 1, 2, and 3 can you do in remembrance of me? See that Luke 22 again. Are you there? Read verse 15 for me. 15. Everybody, want to go? He said unto them, everybody, Luke 22, verse 15. Want to go? He said unto them, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. I desire to have this meeting with you. Before I suffer. Okay. Go to... First Corinthians chapter 11. So if he says here that this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. It can mean two things. Now, if you want to take it literally, it will mean that keep, like people are doing today, keep breaking this bread like this,
keep this ceremony alive in recollection of me. And that will mean a continual observance of what? Bread and wine. But also, it can be referring to see this fellowship we have.
Oh, now I spend that one a lot on Wednesday. Like, please, you can get the messages. Okay, we don't even have the message stuff here.
Describing their unity, describing their oneness, keep this alive in remembrance of me. Because that was the stream 3 of Passover.
Are you with me, somebody?
So, do this in remembrance of me will be referring to what?
Fellowship. Fellowship.
That is the only thing you can do in remembrance of me. So now value another believer as one body with you. You now see this clearly explained in 1 Corinthians 11. Please, flow with me. Flow with me. The background story of this one is very important. Write it down. Paul was never teaching or authenticating Holy Communion in 1 Corinthians 11. He is not. 1 Corinthians 11, are you with me?
Sorry, it's a long service. I said 2 hours now. Remain small.
11 verse 17. Now,
are you with me?
Now, in this I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Verse 18, yes, what's there? For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Stop. Division. Does that speak of the Passover? Division. Is that in agreement of what Passover is saying? No, right? Next thing there, verse 19. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. Verse 20. Come together, therefore, into one place. This is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Stop, please. Jesus. The word Lord's Supper has not been used before this time before. So, it's not, this one does not mean communion there, first. This is what we call today love feast. Amen? Get together. See the next verse. See the next verse. Are you there?
This my Bible has moved again.
Okay. Verse 21. Everybody, slowly, want to go? For in eating, everyone taketh before his own supper. And one is hungry, and another is what? Again, that verse again. Please see it again. 21. For in eating, everyone taketh before. So that means in church, they are playing what? Huh? They are playing class. Click. See the next verse. See the next verse. Yes? What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not. Is that clear? So what is happening in the church? Division. Class gospel. They are doing, this is my side. Like if they want to do love, you just came, you came with your own exotic Mr. Big package. Somebody came with a Yaramos package, you know, somebody came with Bosco and you are playing class, you know, the church is not about who is the most well dressed today. I said that yes, she made it $25,000, amen. She has shook. And that enter into their head. It now causes division. Now, because in the early church, quickly follow me to Acts 2, the first. Follow me to Acts 2, the first. Put your hand there, I'm still explaining that to you. Acts 2, 45. Acts 2, don't worry, I will be done in 15 minutes. Trust me. 15 minutes with me is Acts 2, 45 to 46. Are you there? Okay. And sold. See, let me read from 45, you read 46. Let me read 44, sorry. I'm too fast for myself.
You read 45 for me.
And all that believed were together and had all things in common. 45, yes? 46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with what? Gladness and what? With what? Gladness and what? Singleness of heart. Pay attention to that. Go to Acts 4, be fast. Acts 4, 34, I think. Acts 4. Let me read. Yes, 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. 35. Everybody, yes? Okay, Acts verse 6, be fast. Acts 6, verse 1. Acts 6, verse 1. Verse 1. Everybody, want to go? In those days, when the number of disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Christians against the Hebrews because the widows were neglected in the words, daily ministration. So that means there was a daily ministration that was happening. That is, I'm just talking about the Jerusalem church. So Corinthians now, you know Corinthians, this church, they are very terrible guys. Terrible guys in Christ, don't forget. In Christ, don't take it. You know, Paul called them sanctified, justified in Christ. So go back to 1 Corinthians 11. In fact, before that one again, go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18. Timothy. What do you want him to call it? Timothy. Timothy. Greek name. 6 verse 18. Everybody, want to go? Okay, sorry, let me read 17. You read 18 for me so you can understand. Shall them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. 18, want to go? That they be, do good, and they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. To communicate them means to what? To be liberal in the Greek. Something like that. It seems to be liberal. Okay, now go back to 1 Corinthians 11. Are you there? Now, what shall I say unto you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. 23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you. Stop there. I have received of the Lord. That does not mean that God told me specially. It doesn't mean that God told me secretly. It doesn't mean that God appeared to me in a vision and he told me. Quickly go to 1 Corinthians 15. Same 1 Corinthians 15. Be fast. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 3. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 15, 3. Want to go? For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also what? Receive. How that Christ died for our sins according to the words. So I received from the Lord will be what? He received it from where? From Luke. That means Paul read the account of what? Luke. Is that clear? Don't forget, Luke and Paul, they are companions in ministry. Hope you remember. But Luke was the person. That's what people said. Paul was sick and he no mind those people. That Luke is his doctor. That is looking at that saying you are a minister, you don't have, and you are not going for regular checkup. You are not wise, so you fall as a doctor, it's pulling up and down. You're not serious. Amen. Look, the physician. We trust the power of God. Yeah, of course, we if you want to tell people to go for checkup, fine. Don't remalize it. Don't look for rema to back down. Paul is always going with the doctor, so no doctor, no destiny, something like that. Galatians 1, the first. Galatians 1. The same word was used here. I receive of the Lord. Galatians 1, verse 9. Galatians 1, verse 9. Want to go, everybody? As we said before, so we say now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have what? Receive. Let him be accursed. The same word. How do you receive the gospel? From the scripture that was preached to you. So back to our first Corinthians chapter 11. No, I know you're not enjoying this, but just sit down there. Because I'm done. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, are you there? Okay, now. So say, I receive of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he said, and you see, he was just quoting, right? It's quotation. So don't pick any reference from this. Paul is not saying, keep doing this in the middle of the day. He's quoting. Okay, he said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. 25. And after the same manner, also he took the cup. When he has sobbed, he said, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do as often as you do it in remembrance of me. We know that Luke did not say this one. I didn't know how it got here. Because Paul was not there that day. Amen? Paul was not on the table. So Paul is not speaking vision. Paul was quoting Luke. Amen? Okay. Don't forget that. 26 now. Everybody 26 together, want to go. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink this cup, you do shew the Lord's death till he come. Jesus. Okay, now, I actually checked this one properly in the Greek. Like I said, I was still doing this again last night again to be sure of what I want to say. Like, there are two words there that are just compound words. One, that's you eat there. You can circle it just in your mind. Look at your Bible, everybody. Joshua, your Bible. Don't look at me. I can't change. I'm the same. You eat. You can see you eat there, right? Ye eat. As often as ye eat. Then the word you do shew the Lord's death till he come. Because now this one is talking about the Lord's death. So that you eat and you do shew, they are all one word. Like so, and when I check it, I don't really think he's talking to the Corinthians. You know why? 1 Corinthians 12. Just look at the next chapter, verse 1. He said, now concerning spiritual grace, brethren, I don't want to be ignorant. Verse 2, what is there? You know that you are Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols. Stop. So Corinthians 12, what are they Jews before? No. They are what? Gentiles. So were they eating of the Lord's body before they received gospel? No. So you can't say that they are, because don't forget, you know this till they come here. Like if you want to interpret it like they are showing that Jesus will die till he eventually died, then that will be referring to the Jews. Exactly. And also, if you want to interpret this as you are showing our oneness till Jesus come later, that will be somehow, and it will be one of those two. Amen. I think it will be one of, I'll just give you options. I can be very plain. This is what I can see here. I see two options. It's either he's talking about the Jews, after that you eat there. It's not really a second person pronoun. You know, remember when you did first person, second person, third person here? So it's not really a second person pronoun. So it can be as often as they eat. As often as they eat, they do show the Lord's death till he came. Amen. Or it can be as often as you fellowship together, you describe the fraternity of the Lord till he eventually come. Praise God. So it will be one of those two. Now, go to the next verse. 27 now. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of what? Do you remember when he said that if you so sin against the brethren, you sin against who? Christ. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I don't know where that thing is again. Is this Corinthians 2? Anyway, I'm coming. That is chapter 7. Go to chapter 7. Be fast. Go to chapter 7. No, sorry. 6. Not 6. You can look for it for me. I'm looking for something here. Okay, see verse 6. But brother goes to law with what? Hello, are you there? Brother goes to law with what? With who? Okay. Oh, that. I'm looking for someone. Yeah, something else. Yeah. Can't see it there. Oh, it's not here. Okay, leave that for now. Go back to our chapter 11. Okay, and I know where those one is. I is talking about when, that will be 8, 9, all those food offered to idols. So when you are not,
when somebody can eat pork and you cannot eat pork, and you are saying the guy that is eating pork is a unbeliever. 8 what? 8:12. Okay, thank you, man. 8:12, right? What's that? But when you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against who? Christ. Now come back to chapter 11. This Bible story. So, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus. So, what were they doing before? Hello? Verse 22. What have you not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of? Can you see it? And shame them that have not. Come back to 27. Okay, everybody read 22 again for me. Read 22. One, two, go. What have you not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. 27 again. 27. One, two, go. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of what? The body and the blood of the Lord. 28. But let a man examine himself. So let him not eat. So let him what? Eat of that bread and drink of. Hallelujah. 29. For we that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh not discerning. Hallelujah. Clearly, guys, what is that talking about? Fellowship. He's talking about, you know, he was using that unity that the Passover communicates to tell them that, guys, you have to be one in the things you are doing. Keep reading, he's still there. See, guys, I mean, verse what? Verse 30. One to go. For this cause, many are what? Weak and sickly among you are many what? So why are these happening? Because they are not what? Caring for one another. Is it clear? It's not because they hate, you know, don't say that somebody hate in communion. And I've not seen somebody like that before. I hate this thing. We ate in the community, we ate in the Redemption camp. Sinners are plenty there. We ate it. When I was a sinner, he used to eat it. I didn't die. And I'm here. Okay. So, for this cause, many are what? Weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Verse 31. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 32. But when we are judged, we are chastised of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. That means the things that happen to the people of the world should not happen to us if we care for one another. 33. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, what? Tarry. Simple. Hallelujah. Don't see it just in that context. See it holistically. Say, when you come together to eat, what? Tarry for one another. See everyone as the same. The sin against the body is favoritism. That is why we are so serious about this prosperity, the absurd prosperity gospel. When two people will sit down and say that if you want God to bless you, bring out 100K and the Lord will give you 2 million. And somebody has, you have 100K, you don't have. And you brought out your own. And you say, as you are bringing out the 100K, you are expecting what? 2 million. This one does not even have the seat to sow. And the same Jesus died for everybody. How is that the church of God? Some people, when you start from the 100K, 100K, please sir, you can keep it. You can start, some people now start from the 100K, you will now get to what? 50. When they say that people, that 50 is just 10 people. Okay, you will now reduce the anointing. Lord said, not 5K. Okay, last chance. Anything you have. It's not good actually. You are not designed the Lord's body. You don't know where you are. That's what we say in the church, the spiritual is king. It comes with this 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's a long read, we are going to read it together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Consider us to go back to what I said. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Quasi, no, the same 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Then he discussed this again. Verse 12, he said, for as a body is one and hath many members, all members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. 13, everybody want to go? Spirit, are we all baptized into one body? Are we reduced?
are free, we have love. For the body is not one member, but many, verse 15. Verse 16, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17.
Said, and God has set some in the church, firstly apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, gifts of healings, help, government, diversity of tongues, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers. He didn't say can all teach. He didn't say can all prophesy. He didn't say can all work miracles. He said, but are all. It's different. Amen. He said, I have all the gifts of healing. You all speak in tongues. You all interpret. He's talking about what? Talking about what? Line of unity. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But 31, he said, convertedness is the best gift, yet I show you the more excellent way. And I think again, he discussed love. He discussed love again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I belong to the body of Christ. Just pray in tongues where you are. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues where you are. Where you are. You are. This is what we do in remembrance of Him. Pray in tongues where you are. We do this in remembrance of Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what we do in remembrance of Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Just pray. Thank you, I'm in the body of Christ. We are members. We belong one to another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shabbat shalom. Take it all out of the day. Improtratulas. Take it all out of the day. Thank you, Lord. Maloza. 3 more minutes.
like until you are used to this, because this thing we are doing, although I may not come here again next Sunday or next time I'm here to preach again on the Passover, but you have to see that this is what the church ought to be. So I'm trying to cultivate a culture in you, actually. Hallelujah. Even though that is the day. Yeah, I don't know, you can face me. Everybody be on your feet. So, we saw the Lord's body as our redemption. We saw the Lord's body as our protection from evil. And we saw the Lord's body as the fellowship that we have one with another. I read for you 1 John chapter. Don't worry, I just read for you 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. Say, herein is love, not that we love God, but He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loves us, we ought also to love one another. Hallelujah. So, when you hear, do this in remembrance of me. If there is truly a remembrance of Jesus, we remember what He did to make us one. And we maintain that unity. We maintain that fellowship. Thank you, Father. We maintain that fellowship. Anyway, if we know this, I think that's one of those are our songs.
I love you. You love.